commission now been set up, and that's where the city of Lima lost that.
Yeah, it might have been. Can you imagine if the International had been there?
Oh, Jesus.
That would have been Fulford into it.
Well, really, it would have... It possibly could be better than where it is now, because they could have made their, could have prevented some of the higher buildings over there on the beach. But for the average year-round deal, they could have come in, they would have taken off over the ocean. Their landings would be from the land side into the prevailing wind, but their takeoffs would have been out over the ocean, which meant that they'd only, the only inhabited area that they would cross would be that little strip of beach. And had they developed that as an airport, then that possibly that little strip would not have developed as it has. I mean, it,
do you feel that's dangerous, the way that strip's been developed?
Dangerous?
And it's, well, yeah, dangerous. I've got something in mind. I just wanted
no, the only thing dangerous I see about it, and it always has worried me, is that if we get another major hurricane, like your 1926 and 28 hurricane, the power goes off for 3, 4, 5 days, a week, maybe up to 2 weeks, depending upon how severe a hurricane it is. What in the hell are they going to do with all those senile citizens that are sitting over there in those 20 and 30 story high rise buildings with no power to cook with, no hot water, because 9 times out of 10 their boiler room's going to be flooded. The emergency generators are in the basements, so they would be flooded. I mean, who in the hell is going to get them out? Who's going to feed them? Where are they going to put them if they take them out? That could be a major disaster.
That's what I was just, none of that, but the construction code on some of them.
Well, I don't think that anything that has been built since 1940 over there is going to blow away or blow down. I just don't see the wind doing that, but the danger is, as
well,
far as the individual instances go, the high tides and the flooding, and the basic thing, though, is the just complete helplessness of the people over there when power is off.
Okay. The only reason I was even thinking that when I was interviewing someone else, they brought a picture of the... or some pictures, the 26, I think it's the 26 Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was a 10-story steel and brick skyscraper, what do you want to call it?
Oh, they're talking about the old Meyer Kaiser building.
Yeah, was that a...
which was down on 1st Street in Miami.
And it twisted.
Right.
And they had to take off the top 5 or 6
they
stories?
They took off the top 5 or 6 stories. It twisted, and I got an idea that probably was one of these so-called tornadoes that float in the middle of these hurricanes sometime. But basically, if there had been people in that building, if the building was not quite completed when that happened. If it had been completed and there had been people in it, number one, if it had been completed with the additional strength that you get from the wall structures, it may not have twisted that much. Secondly, even had it twisted that much, still structurally, the building was sound. I mean, it didn't collapse, it didn't fall, it just twisted out of line. So, hell, if there'd have been people in there, they wouldn't have been hurt.
Okay. Now, well, you mean, well, it wouldn't have fallen, right?
Right.
Okay, still continuing here. You wouldn't have considered, well, you were talking about parks, and then you had some city parks. Did the city have, like, beach parks at the time?
No, well, the city of Miami had bayfront.
No,